Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Happy Monday morning to you and yours. Special place in hell for who? Yeah, we're just going to start off with a meme. Special place in hell for who? How you doing? It's your guy, Joey Boy.
Hi, it's Anish.
Hey, it's Gina.
And it's Carla.
Not Carla. Who are you calling out?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So me and my boyfriend were recently traveling, and we were at the airport. Mm-hmm. And there was kind of a longish line for TSA when you're passing through security. And there was a family who was clearly distraught and clearly running late. And they were saying that their plane was already boarding and they really needed our help, the community at TSA, to let them go through, cut us all in line so that they can catch their flight.
Okay.
Now, mind you, I'm normally a very reasonable and kind person. Perhaps the nicest that I know.
Oh,
no, joking. But like we had time. Our flight wasn't going to board for like another 15 minutes. A lot of people seemed like they had time today. So they were like, okay, sure. We let the family go through. They're very grateful and excited and they get through. And then we get through. We go to our gate. And we see the family at our gate. They're on our flight. They lied. They were literally on our flight. Not only that, they were a boarding group behind us. We were supposed to board before that family. So I'm sitting there like, did they seriously lie or did they just get their times mixed up? They lied.
That's a good hustle.
No. There's a special place in hell for people who lie and use their family as like leverage to get through TSA and at the airport. We're all in a hurry.
Hey, thank you for sharing the story because I'm totally going to do that next time.
Not that I disagree with you, Carla, because I think you're right, but I also think you just gave Joey a lot of ideas.
Special place in hell for those people. Not their kids. They didn't do anything wrong. It's the parents.
We got Mel chiming in on the discussion. Mel, special place in hell for who?
So, special place in hell for people who don't tip servers.
Okay, girl.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay. Let me guess. You're a server?
Yes, but even if I wasn't, before I was a server, I knew this too. And it's,
right.
I don't know, it just pisses me off that people think it's optional. Like, we're not in Europe.
Do they do that in Europe?
Well, yes, you don't tip servers in Europe. However, like, that's because they're fairly compensated. That's not the case here. That's why we tip.
America.
Exactly. So if you're not tipping me, I'm not getting a living wage. And also, oh my gosh, special place in hell for people who don't tip extra on big parties. So like the restaurant will add 18%, but like, no, it should be 25%.
That's true.
Wait, hold up. That's a lot of money.
Well, I mean, I think that if you're going to go out and spend like, you know, money or you're going to go for an experience, you should be able to pay for it. So
okay.
I'm with you, girl.
Thank you. Yes, I can excuse the people getting food to go, but if you're being waited on and served on, you have to tip.
Right.
So what you're saying is we should all start getting to-go orders if we don't want to.
Or move to Europe.
Well, no, because I need those tips. So no.
Oh, okay.
Not you backtracking, girl.
Okay, so I totally agree with you. Like, if you're out to a restaurant, you should tip your server. I just want to ask for the sake of conversation. Do you think there is ever an instance where a server does not deserve a tip?
Unless the person is, like, mentally unstable and, like, crazy to you, no.
So what place in hell? South side hell, like north side hell, the west side hell, or east side hell? What part of hell should they go to?
No preference.
No preference. Anywhere in hell. Okay.
Anywhere.
Gotcha. All right, man. We appreciate the call.
All right. Thanks. Love the show.
Oh, love you back.
Asking you, special place in hell for who? All right. Think about somebody in your life or someone that did you wrong or just a certain folks that should be placed in hell. We got Will patiently holding on the line. Special place in hell for who?
There is a special place reserved in hell for mechanics who lie to people and then they overcharge them for their car.
There it is.
Okay.
There it is. Yes.
Like they take advantage of people.
Yes. Yes. Are you speaking from experience or what are we dealing with here?
Yes. I got two young daughters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank God I'm a mechanic.
Oh.
Like they both just got their licenses not too long ago. I'm like, hey, you know what? You learn. You take your car into a place and see what happens. They come back with these outrageous estimates. So then I bring their car in to the exact same place, exact same people. It's like half the price an estimate for me.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not cool to overcharge people when they don't know, especially about stuff like cars. Most people just don't know about that. So don't take advantage of us.
I'm saying, like, I would never do that. I want you to respect people and don't take advantage of them just because they don't know about cars and making things up, being like, oh, you slipped a Johnson rod. You're going to need a...
The what?
Wait, that sounds
fantastic.
Yeah. So, hey, right. I went on a date last night and I slipped her the Johnson rod. Well,
wow. Did you charge her extra for it?
Hell yes. Gave her a tip. You know what I like? Well, as a father, you are a mechanic. You told your daughters to go take the car to a mechanic just to show them and try to give them a life lesson.
Well, someday when I'm not there, I want them to be able to take care of themselves.
Right. I love that.
Calling up, you know, dear old dad. Plus, you know, it saves me some time. I don't have to get my hands.
And the money for sure. Because I know you don't want her to come back and be like, I paid $200 for premium air in my tires.
Yes. You'd be surprised.
Right. You're not supposed to, right?
No, you're
right.
No. It's not a thing.
Wow. Well, high five to you, Dad. And that's a good one. Special place in hell with mechanics that overcharge people for their services. We appreciate that one. Thank you, Will.
Yes, sir. Thanks, guys.
All right. Absolutely. I go slip her the Johnson rock.
Okay.
I have my guard wine. All right. Keep the cost coming. Based on Carla, this family, you just gave me an idea for a hustle when I'm taking flights, Carla. I'm going to be honest with you.
Anybody listening, do not do what this family did. I was traveling with my boyfriend. We were going through TSA, and a family frantically passed through us, and they were like, hey, guys, oh, my gosh, we need to cut everybody in line because our flight is boarding right now. And then turns out they were on the same flight as us.
Yeah.
They just cut us because they're bad people.
Joey!
I applaud this family for the hustle. You're going to utilize these kids in life.
Oh, my gosh.
And everyone was so nice, too. Helping them out, smiling, like, good luck. Cheering them on. Why Ayana?
Not cheering them on.
Yeah. Make your flight.
Yes.
Make your flight. I'm utilizing my little six-year-old daughter the next time we're flying as a family. I'll tell you that much. Thank you for the tip. Listen, we have someone on hold. Danny, I believe. Danny says there's a special type of woman or a special place in hell. Okay?
Okay.
So, ladies, I don't know if you're going to feel attacked, but he's a certain type of woman, he says, that have a special place in hell. Okay?
All right.
Talking to Danny up next. Hello. Keep them calls coming. Don't move, y'all. It's the Morning Mess. All right, y'all. It's the Morning Mess hanging out with you on a Monday morning. How you doing? It's your guy, Joey Boy.
Hi, it's Anish.
Hey, it's Gina.
And it's Carla.
All right. Asking you the question. Or fill in the blank. A special place in hell for who? A special place in hell for who? In your life. We had so many different calls, different type of people. So it looks like we got Danny on the line. Danny, special place in hell for?
Special place in hell for women.
What? You better specify.
He hung up.
He knew he couldn't handle this heat.
What's his name?
Danny.
And where was he from?
That was a drive-by. Okay.
Now we're going to find him.
Are we for real? Like, that's it?
He held on the line for like 10 minutes just to say that. Someone hurt him. Someone hug him today.
No one hug him
today.
No. Absolutely not. I hope you're lonely.
Anybody want to jump on the board with this?
I will say for me, I post this on my Instagram story. There's a special place in hell for people that post boomerangs as Amazon reviews.
Oh, yes.
I'm so sorry. I was looking to buy like a vacuum, and I usually like to go immediately to like the videos to see like how does it work, how does it sound, all that stuff. Some woman just like flashing the vacuum, just going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. What is that show, girl? No description, nothing, just 5 stars.
She wanted the points, and that was it. She said, "I'm out."
Yeah, that's a one-way ticket to hell, right there.
Yes, you stay in there, girl.
I love that.
Oh, I got a special place in hell for people who don't help other people when you notice them fall down. I did so much walking this weekend, and it's like a little treacherous out right now, so I saw actually 2 people eat it, which was not good. But one, we all rallied together and helped. The other, I was the only person who went to make sure this person was okay. I'm like, what is wrong with all of you? Like, some person just fell in the road where there's traffic. Like, have some humanity.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah. You know, I'm going to shout y'all out.
Another one-way ticket to hell for you and yours.
Yeah.
Drop a comment as well at The Morning Mess on IG. We'll give you a shout.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy,
celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.